Now to another heavy, unwieldy, huge thing that creates lots of loud noise. Forest elephants, living in West Africa's Congo Basin, which, according to a new study, have learnt to avoid roads, probably because they realise that where there are roads, there are poachers with guns. Now that's according to the study published in the online journal PLOS One this week, led by Stephen Blake from the Wildlife Conservation Society. Now Blake and his team have shown that by avoiding roads, elephants are confining themselves to smaller and smaller patches of habitat, which could spell even more trouble for this endangered species. Now they did this by putting 28 collars on these elephants with global positioning tracking systems on them, and essentially followed their movements around the forest in the Congo Basin. And it soon became very clear to them that the elephants were really avoiding the roadways, and even in areas where poachers were kept out, they were nowhere near roads. And in fact, during the entire study, only a single elephant was recorded crossing a road, and when it did, it dashed across about 14 times its normal pace. So we might assume that if these wonderful intelligent elephants, which we know, you know, they are clever creatures, they've learned to avoid roads and poachers, so maybe this is a good thing because few of them will be shot. But like I said, the real problem is with the current huge increase in road building in areas like this, which is carving up these remaining areas of intact forest and leaving elephants with these really contracting areas of forest, which might not have enough resources and food for them to survive.
So it's actually putting a lot of pressure on those local areas and devastating.
Well, yes, that's one way of looking at it, certainly on the forest, and then, you know, the elephants themselves might not survive. There could be a knock-on effect also on those ecosystems, because it's thought that elephants roaming this large area play a really important role in seed dispersal, and if that's disrupted, then that really could interfere with the functioning of the forests.
And I guess the other problem is that if the elephants aren't moving very far, they're not meeting other elephants, so they could get very inbred if you're not careful.
Absolutely, yes. And the sort of the social aspect and the genetic aspect is something that really could be a problem as well. I think the bit of good news we could look at on this story is that the researchers suggest that maybe some relatively simple and cheap planning measures could be introduced, which could make a real difference for the elephants. So if we really think carefully, the people who can make these decisions about where roads are built, then maybe we can try and minimise just how much these elephants are confined by their fear of roads.
There was a similar but almost opposite finding conducted in Yellowstone Park in the US, where scientists were studying the movement of moose, and they found that moose avoid bears, and because bears avoid roads, because roads mean people and bears are scared of people, the bears avoid the roads, so the mooses have all moved to breed along the roads. But now, unfortunately, the bears are learning that that's where the moose go, and because they want to eat the moose, they're now moving closer to the roads, and this is bringing the bears closer to people, so it's sort of going round and round in circles.
But lots of clever animals out there, that's for sure.